Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your calls right now. That toll-free number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We are live on the air and online, so you can discuss the issues that are important in your life right now, or get a quick but thoughtful answer to your questions. The phone lines are open now, and again, the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Basic Gospel is really simply this, that Jesus Christ is alive. He died to take away our sins. He was buried. The third day he was raised to life. And that is the hinge on which Christianity turns, the fact that Jesus Christ is alive. But so many of us live as if he never came out of that tomb, yeah. That he's still there. And so to be God's guy, to do the right things, it's on our shoulders. Mm-hmm. That's why so many believers are struggling today. And this month we've had quite a number of callers call up and say, I'm struggling. I can't overcome this sin. I just, I try and I pray and I ask God for help. And, the next day I'm doing the same thing with the same amount of intensity and I feel worse. And, how can I get out of this cycle? Well, a lot of times we're just not approaching the Christian life in the right way. I tried human effort and it didn't work for me. Paul chastised the Galatians. He said, oh, foolish Galatians, why, after coming to Christ by faith and receiving the Spirit, are you now trying to perfect yourself through human effort? That's just the way of the world, and that's what we're familiar with. So oftentimes we bring that method into Christian living, and we find out real quickly that it doesn't work, but we don't know anything else, so we keep trying. We double down on our efforts. We read the Bible more. We try to pray more. We make better promises to God. But it's all dependent upon us. And so we're living as if Christ had never been raised from the dead. But the fact of the matter is this, he has been raised from the dead, and he makes his resurrection presence known to us. When we come to him by faith, he comes to live inside of us. And now we have the power of the resurrection living inside. So we don't have to approach the problems of life and the struggles of life and the temptations of life through human effort. We can trust in Jesus, who's alive, living in us. That's why this good news, Jesus Christ is alive, is so significant to us on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. Glad you've joined us. Plenty of open lines. Time on the clock. 844-322-2742. Again, toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. If there's something heavy on your heart or some particular issue you'd like to discuss, this is a great opportunity. Give us a call. Want to hear from you right now.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yesterday we had a very emotional moment at the end of the broadcast as Gwen from right here in the Dallas area called, and she was struggling with life. A lot of issues. Job things, and just felt overwhelmed. But in the course of that conversation, she talked about feeling disconnected from God, that there wasn't that connection, and she wanted that. And so at the end of the program, she opened her heart to receive Christ. And just as she was praying, the emotion overwhelmed her, and tears, you could hear those tears rolling down her cheek.
I didn't think you were going to make it through, really.
Soon as she did, it just overwhelmed me. And there's something so powerful about the gospel message when it connects with a person and brings life to someone who was dead in sin. And that's what happened with Gwen yesterday. And I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners who were praying for Gwen at that particular moment. I want to thank all of our supporters who stand with us, who partner with us so that message can connect to people like Gwen in such powerful ways. ways. And if you listened to yesterday's broadcast, you heard it.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nothing contrived about that. It was just Jesus Christ doing his work to love on a person named Gwen in Dallas, Texas.
Yes,
and I'm so thankful that we were able to get more of Gwen's information. And since she lives right here where we are, we're going to follow up more. There was a lot of things that she brought to the table, so we're going to try to help her as much as we can. But it's always first life, then change.
Then change.
That's how God works. We cry out for help. We cry out for, you know, financial reversal. We cry out for all sorts of things. But if we're dead in sin, God's first priority is to bring life. And that's what happened yesterday. So thank you to all who support this ministry, who make this outreach possible. You helped write that story yesterday, and it's an incredible thing. That's why this gospel needs to be supported as much as it can be right now. There are so many people like Gwen out in the world who need to hear that Jesus Christ is alive and has something for them right now.
Absolutely. Well, again, friends, you've tuned to Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis. Plenty of time on the clock. Open lines right now at 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to go to O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk with Brad. Hi, Brad.
How you doing again today? Man, it's just amazing. Gwen and Eddie, and I cannot express any more than what you did about supporting this wonderful, wonderful ministry. And with my experience, so many pastorates, and I'm not trying to be too critical here, but, you know, believers only go on what they hear, what they're told, what they're taught. And quite frankly, new creation, one life in union with Jesus Christ, it's not really preached from the pulpits. There's a lot of talk about sin of lost people and then sin of the believers because they better stop doing this and all the legalism. This program, this ministry, this message of the gospel is the only message that we're really told to preach and tell people about. That's our ministry. All this other stuff that people get hung up on is bunny tracks and side streets. And I just praise God for Basic Gospel. I pray daily, you know, for support. I know I've heard the statistic that $35 reaches 100 people with the gospel. How many people besides Gwen yesterday who was drawn and touched by the Holy Spirit don't call in, but they're drawn and they're touched by what goes on and what comes out of Basic Gospel Ministry. Thank you guys for being so faithful to God, and I love you, and thank you for letting me talk, and I appreciate you. And Gwen, you're in the very best place in Jesus right now to help you with all the solutions to life. And thank you Bob and Richard and Bob.
Well, thank you, Brad. Thanks for your call. Always nice to hear from you, and couldn't echo his sentiments more forcefully in the fact that the gospel message is what's needed in the world today. Nothing else. I mean, people need Jesus. Yes, there's all kinds of problems out there. Yes, there's all kinds of things that are going on that are plaguing individual lives, plaguing families, plaguing this nation, plaguing the world. But the solution is Jesus. He has come that we might have life. He has come to rescue us from this present evil age. If we will lift him up, we will see incredible things happen in people's lives individually, in families' lives, in communities. That's the power of the gospel. Let's get behind it. Let's support it. Let's get it out there to as many people as we possibly can.
And you can do that. You can join with us this very moment, as a matter of fact, by visiting our website, basicgospel.net. Just click donate on any page at that particular website, or you can speak with our operator right now at 844 412-2742. Again, that's just a little bit different than the call-in number. The operator is available right now at 844-412-2742. Regardless of what's going on in life, you know, we can stand on the clear teaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's what we proclaim every day, and we're glad that you are part of it. Again, 844-322-2742, a toll-free call across the country and in Canada. The lines are wide open. If you have something you'd like to discuss, great opportunity to call and speak with the guys right now at 844-322-2742. Guys from Sergio, who listens online in Katy, Texas, and he has kind of a different problem than many do. He says, my grandmother is a follower of a Spanish-speaking heretical cult. They claim there is no sin, no hell, no devil. The leader preached that he was the reincarnation of Paul, then claimed to be the second coming of Jesus himself. Since he died, his followers call him Melchizedek. Says, my father and I have tried and tried to read scriptures to her to no avail. Do you have any advice on how we can get through to her and get her out of there?
Well, the only thing you can do is continue to read the Word of God and to point
yes.
her to the real Jesus. Who she's following is a false prophet. He's going to stand before the Lord one day, and he's going to say, I've done all these things in your name. And the Lord is going to look straight at him and say, depart from me, I never knew you. Anyone claiming to be the reincarnation of Paul, anyone claiming to be the second coming of Jesus Christ, is a heretic. He's a false prophet and has the spirit of Antichrist living in him. Anyone who says there is no such thing as sin, no such thing as the devil, that's Gnosticism. John wrote about that,
sure.
the early forms of that Gnostic thinking. John wrote about that. So, he's absolutely right. This is a false prophet, and
yeah.
his mom is in a cult. And there's only one way out, and that's through truth. That's the Word of God. And so continue to give that to her. I guarantee you there might be things inside of your mom that are saying, hey, this isn't right, but she's too afraid to leave. I guarantee you this false prophet has used fear to keep that group together.
Yeah.
To keep that group, that's what they use. They use deception, they use fear, they use guilt, they manipulate. That's what's going on there. So maybe you address some of those things, or, you know, could you leave if you wanted to? You know, are you afraid to leave? What would happen if you left this cult? Ask some of those questions and see if there's some underlying fear there. As what the Lord has brought us, what the one true God has brought us, what Jesus Christ has brought us, is not fear. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given us a sound mind. So anything operating on the principle of fear, on guilt, manipulation, blame, accusation, those sort of things, that is not of God. That is the spirit of Antichrist
yes, indeed.
At work.
It's just as important to remember as well, though, that as the family members who are so concerned about this, don't let that same fear run their lives. They are not responsible for mom or dad or anybody else. All we can do is bring Jesus to people. And we do that. We bring it with joy and with peace and with comfort and let Jesus and the Holy Spirit do that work. Because if we start responding in fear, then there's two fear conversations happening and nothing is actually going to be accomplished.
Yeah.
Right.
Again, it's Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Open lines, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. As we're heading toward the end of the month, guys, I want to talk just a little bit further about our wonderful CD called Pierce the Darkness, or Pierce the Dark. I think Bob and Richard and I were able to express some things that really, really needed to be covered during this particular time when we see so many things coming against the Christian voice in America and literally around the world. So, guys, once again, for our listeners who have not heard about this, give us an idea of what this is about and how we can get a copy of it to them.
Well, right now, I think there's a lot of fear in our country. Within the Christian community. And a lot of that fear has come because of the recent decision, some of the other headline news that we've experienced in this country. And so we feel like we're losing our voice. We feel like we're losing our place within the nation, that we have been just marginalized, that we have just been cast out as irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what to do. We don't know how to respond. So we panic. We shrink back. And now is not the time to shrink back. We have to realize, first and foremost, that whatever happens in this country does not affect the work of Jesus in this world. He is still Lord. He is still sovereign. He is still reaching people with his good news, the message of his life being available to them by grace through faith. That work is going to continue. Nothing that the Supreme Court decides, nothing our legislature decides, or our president decides is going to change that fact. So we need to be confident that the work of God is continuing. And so we talk about that on this particular CD. We also talk about the things that we stand for. You know, a lot of times we get confused on these issues. We're not sure of the underpinnings of what's really being, you know, talked about and really got taken away, so to speak, from us. So we talk about what we're for as believers and several different issues. So I think this is going to be one, an encouragement, something that will help us see that there's hope. We have hope in Christ. And something that will give us the confidence to stand up at this particular moment in time. I mean, we're here for just such a time as this.
Yes.
God needs voices to rise up and proclaim the one message, the message of Jesus, his life, his forgiveness, his freedom.
Absolutely. Again, friends, the CD is called Pierce the Darkness. And we would love for a copy to be in your possession. And you can get a copy by simply making a donation of any amount to Basic Gospel right now and by the end of this month. And you can do that by clicking donate on any page at basicgospel.net. Again, donate at basicgospel.net or by speaking with our operator at 844-412-2742.
We're going to go to Belmore, New York, and talk with James, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, James.
Hi, I just have a question regarding John Calvin's teachings on once saved, always saved. And my question is, if a person is truly saved by Christ, can he be eternally lost from habitual sin, and can he lose his salvation if he doesn't stop sinning?
Good question, James, and that's a question that was asked long before Calvin even lived. Folks have been wondering if salvation is eternal and secure, or if somebody could walk away, somebody could lose it, or God could reverse his opinion and take it away from a person. Well, that really raises another question. What is salvation? And I think this is where we need to spend our time today, James. And salvation is much more than forgiveness of sins. You know, I think if you ask people out on the street, what's the gospel message? Most will respond, Christ died for my sins so that I can have a place in heaven when I die. Well, that's a little bit of the gospel, but it's much bigger than that. Jesus Christ died to take away our sins so that we could have life everlasting now, so that he could come and live in us now. So when we're saved, when that gospel message hits our hearts and we respond to it in faith, the Bible says that we are made alive together with Christ, that we've crossed over from death to life. So that's what salvation is. It's crossing over from death to life. It's being made alive together with Christ. That's what grace does for us. It makes us alive. So Jesus said that's being born again of the Spirit, being born into the kingdom of God. So once we're born again, God isn't going to reverse that process. We can't be unborn again.
Yeah.
So once we're made alive, we can't go back to death. The cross of Jesus Christ prevents that. So we died with Christ. We were buried in Christ. We were raised to walk in the newness of life. So there's no way to go back. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and the reason I'm asking that is I'm 33, and I've been in the church all my life, and I've been taught, like, you know, all the Bible, and I've been mentally ill my whole life and disabled, and it's very, very hard on me. So I'm always in fear. You know, I have a lot of anxiety and fear. So, you know, I'm still being healed, and I feel like Paul, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, James, so you've come to know Christ personally?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's the deal. Jesus came to live inside of you through his Spirit, and he's promised he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's promised that he is going to complete the work that he began in you. He's promised that he is going to conform you to the image of Christ. And he's also promised that one day he's going to come back and take you to be where he is. Those are all promises. And because God is righteous, because God is faithful, he is going to deliver on each and every one of those. You can count on it.
Amen. And before I go, I just want to thank you very much for taking my call, and I hope this encourages everyone.
Well, thank you, James. Thank you for calling. Let me put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of a book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And it's a brand new book that just came out a couple of months ago. So let me put you on hold. We'll send that to you, okay?
Okay.
You hang on.
Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, of course, is available from our bookstore. You'll find it at store.basicgospel.net, along with many other resources for your spiritual growth and maturity. Again, that's store.basicgospel.net. Hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to pick one up today.
Well, let's go to Fort Worth, Texas, and talk with Ronnie, listening to us on The Word. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
Welcome.
I'm having a problem stopping smoking cigarettes, and I was wondering, is that a sin to smoke cigarettes?
Well, Ronnie, it's we know it's not healthy for you, and
right.
Of course we don't see anything in the Word of God that says smoking is a sin, but we know you're putting something in your body that's not doing your body any good. So from that perspective, it's just not a good choice, is it?
No, it's not.
And also, I
really want to quit, and I just can't seem to put them down.
Yeah. And also, it's an expensive habit, isn't it?
Very.
Yes. Well, Ronnie, you know, a lot of times we try to, you know, pray, you know, Lord, take the desire away. And your body, your flesh, is used to that nicotine. And so it's always going to cry out for more nicotine. And so we start to think, God, why aren't you taking that desire away? Why aren't you changing this body of mine? Well, it doesn't work that way. And I think we just have to step back and say, you know, at some point, I would rather be healthy than smoke. And if you have... you know, this desire that you want to be healthy, that you want to put some money in your pocket and save some money for the future, and that becomes an overwhelming desire, then cigarette smoking takes a back seat. You realize that, hey, you know, I don't want to smoke because I've got this other goal in mind.
And I've been praying that God take the desire away from me, just like you said, and...
It just doesn't go, does it?
It doesn't.
Then you get mad at God, and then you think...
No, not really. I just wonder why he won't take this one away from me. He took smoking pot and drinking away from me easily, and
yeah.
I just lost all desire for that, and I'm wondering why my desire for cigarettes won't just go like the others did.
Yeah. Well, start thinking about being healthy. Let that be your desire, your overwhelming thought. and see where the Lord takes you. But let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, as well. You hang on. Thanks for your call, Ronnie.
Well, it's been another great week at Basic Gospel, and to all of those of you who support the ministry with your prayers and with your gifts, God bless you. Thank you. We need to keep the good news coming. And thanks for being with us for today, everybody. Now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel.